The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, send a message, Aaron will respond to it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, get a little sports and a little Corona and a little bit of everything. So it'll be on Podcast Arena shortly. You can check it out if you missed it. But wait till the show's over because we got two more hours. And then you can go back and listen to the whole thing. So what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz? And AJ, am I weird for wanting to party with Scott McGrath whenever this is all over?
No. I mean, no, and by all means, use his services.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy's been a good advertiser for a long time, but I love his commercials. I have for a long time. Couple of things. Somebody asked, what are the odds of Texans draft hometown guy Josh Jones, the left tackle from UH? I would say less than 2% because he's probably going first round.
Yeah, and the Texans can't take a lineman that high this year.
No, they've invested all the draft capital.
And if they do, that's real bad news for Laramie Tunsil's contract.
Yeah, I would hope if that happens, you're right. That's very bad news because, I think they're going to get that done. I mean, it's just a matter of they have to pay him what he wants, and they will. But I also think, they can't really afford to invest any high picks in a position like that when they've gutted themselves everywhere else. I mean, they still need, now they need a defensive tackle. I know they signed one today, but I mean, he's a rotation guy. They need cornerbacks for sure. And they still need a receiver. So there's a lot of things, and probably a running back, because if you think David Johnson's going to stay healthy all year, you're crazy.
Yeah, I assume they're going to find one at some point. I think that, I still think that they could use some help in the secondary. They may have to take another look at a wide receiver because do you feel like they're comfortable with what they have there?
I think they're comfortable. I'm not.
Is thinking Will Fuller's going to stay healthy and he's smarter than thinking David Johnson's going to stay healthy?
Well, I mean, no, but when have we ever accused them of being smart? And this is the franchise that went around telling everybody that they think Will Fuller is a number one receiver.
Yeah. Well, they'll find out quickly.
Yeah, he's number one at the top of the injured list every year. Do you see what the Saints are going to be doing for their draft war room?
I did not. Drew Brees' house.
They're going to have it at the Dixie Brewery.
Okay.
Basically, it's a new brewery, and it's owned by the Bensons. So they're going to set everything up there. I hope they're not going to have...
Right.
I don't know why you need too many people in one area, though. I mean,
how many people do you think the teams are going to have? Like, what do you think the war rooms are going to look like? Five people? Four people?
To me, it should be... Their war rooms should all be Skype or something.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have all those people in the room. You can sit there and, I mean, you could communicate everything you need to communicate over the phone, and you can share stuff online. You can say, here's the guys on the board I like. I mean, I don't think you need to do that. But, maybe that's if it's big enough, I guess you can stay 20 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the point of that when you can do it all online?
Yep. I don't know. I don't know why you would need to.
Sean Payton says, the facility's fantastic. There's no one out here. We have our board set up. We've got seven monitors. We're certainly distance away from each other. There's plenty of space. And then the monitors have all the scouts and everyone else, so the total people involved in the meeting might be 20.
Oh, that's still a lot.
Well, and some of those are on monitors, but I mean, I don't...
Like, if you're the GM, how many guys do you really want in the actual room with you? I think I would have the head coach and my director of scouting, and that's probably it.
Yeah, if you're Bill O'Brien, you probably don't
and
want
maybe,
anybody.
And maybe have my cap guy in case a trade or something comes up.
Yeah.
But yeah, but Bill O'Brien doesn't need anybody because he's everybody.
Right. No, he's got to have Jack Easterby.
Oh, okay.
Did I didn't technically rip him there, did I?
No. He just said he's got to have Jack Easterby. That's his guy.
Yeah, okay. I just
and,
make
and
sure.
You said what's true. He does it all.
Yeah. I'm trying to limit it today. A couple people asked me what's in the bourbon burgers. Well, bourbon. That's part of it. It used to be Jack Daniels, but now I'm going to use Whitmire's. It's real simple. I put a shot into it fairly early while it's on the grill, and that usually cooks out. I put out some fajita seasoning on it, and then right when it's about 45 seconds from being done, I pour another shot on it. And voila, bourbon burger.
All right.
That's the only thing I make. So... And Real Green says,
you're not going to have bourbon fries?
No. I don't make anything else.
Okay.
I'm not.
You know how you make bourbon fries, right? You just make fries, and then when they're done, you just pour bourbon on them. Boom, bourbon fries.
Or you could just dip them in the bourbon.
That works too.
Yeah. Hey, we all need new hobbies, right?
Fred's going to try to make bourbon. Barbecue sauce. It's just going to be bourbon with syrup.
Bourbon ketchup.
Hey, I think we're onto something here. I like the idea of bourbon ketchup.
There you go. All you
bourbon,
gotta do,
maple
take,
syrup?
Take ketchup. Actually, don't take ketchup and put bourbon in it. Take bourbon and squirt some ketchup in there. Then that's your ketchup.
Hmm. Yeah,
it should
I
be
don't know.
Like 80-20 ratio bourbon to ketchup.
I think we should just start a whole line of bourbon products. We could do bourbon peanut butter.
Yeah.
I think
there's a peanut butter. There's a peanut butter bourbon now.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. I've had peanut
people
butter
swear
beer.
By
I haven't
it.
Had.
Yeah,
peanut,
yeah that's not my thing.
Well, I don't know if it's bourbon, but it's that peanut butter whiskey that your cousin gave us at our bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
Hmm. Hey, little UFC news.
Yeah.
Obviously, Khabib is not going to be able to fight because he's stuck out of country. Tony Ferguson says that he should be stripped of his title. So he wrote on social media that he's in quarantine. Khabib did, and he he's not going to be able to defend his title on April 18th. And Tony Ferguson said that he believes Nurmagomedov is scared and running. He should be stripped of his title. The UFC has said they're going to go on with the card. And he had some more colorful things to say, but I can't go get into all of them on the radio. But he says that that basically he's scared and he's been running from him for years. And he told him that he was going to use his hat for a mop, and he's scared like a kitty. He says, yeah, I'm a dog. He's like, you know, these guys have been running. I'm a dog. And these guys are kitties. Talking about him and Connor. It says, we know you're hiding in Russia. The travel bans will not prevent me from whooping that ass, so don't use that as an excuse to back out. You've been sent many locations. Just send us one. You're still my bitch, and we're sure you know it. So, yeah, getting ugly. Getting ugly. Khabib's like, dude, the doctors and the governments aren't letting me leave. What am I going to do about it? But and by the way, there's no way this makes any sense for them to fight. I mean, it's would it be fun to watch at this time while we're all bored? Yeah. But does it make any sense whatsoever for them to have a fight right now? No, it doesn't. So, but they're just so intent on doing this thing.
Ooh, I just got an idea. Dana White should take the fight to Belarus.
They could do it. Or Turkmenistan, although that would be a home court advantage for Khabib.
Yeah.
I think Turkmenistan is not very far from Kazakhstan.
Well, I still think the best thing would have been for them to quietly smuggle him out of the country. I'm sure they could have afforded to do that. But you know, if you're going to insist on having this card, then you know why not? Why not spend the money to get him out of there? Robert says it's pretty easy to talk trash when you know they can't fight you right now.
Right.
Is he basically being internet tough guy at the moment?
No, because I mean he's always talked like this, but I mean obviously the fight's not going to happen, and saying a bunch of stuff about it now doesn't really change it. It's not going to make it happen. It's not like Khabib's going to be like, oh, I can't believe he said this. I'm getting on a plane right now. It doesn't work that way. I think Khabib wanted to fight, and I think Tony wanted to fight, and it's just not working out. Like pretty much nothing is working out right now. And honestly, they've been trying to make that fight for so long. It deserves the proper stage. It deserves to have fans in the seats. It deserves to have both guys having a full and normal training camp. I don't want some half-assed version of those two dudes. They've been missing each other for too long. It's time. Let it happen, but don't force it now at a time when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of things around the world that we're all disappointed that we're not getting right now. So
yes,
get in line, guys.
And despite what Dana White says, I'm still pretty sure the whole event's going to end up getting canceled.
And it probably should. But Real D Green said, "Did you mean a newly built facility? Dixie Beer has been around for decades. Yeah, it's a brand new brewery basically for them that they've set up. So because I think they just opened the new one, where they were planning to open it Saturday, but you know, New Orleans is kind of ground zero over there again. So that Mardi Gras, I guess everybody got it at Mardi Gras and didn't know at the time what was going to happen. And
ugh,
it's just, you know, what do you do? I mean, all we can do now is what they tell us and hope that this thing quits spreading and we can all get back to some semblance of normalcy when it's all over. But yeah, that's the plan. Somebody says that's a topic for Sports Map. Favorite barbecuing smoke recipes from each host in each program except Lance. Stop with that. It was one photo, man. Lance,
my recipe for almost everything is salt and pepper. So you don't need my recipes.
Yeah,
that's it.
I have one thing. That's it. And it's pretty damn simple. But I like the idea of expanding bourbon to everything. All right, quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we have late hits tonight after this. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's guys, that's a good show. Jason and Patrick do a terrific job. I enjoy listening to it when I can. So if you get a chance, check them out right after The Blitz, the only consistent live and local show after 7 o'clock in the entire
city. And we've switched up the producer schedule a little bit. Went from a 5-man rotation down to a 4-man rotation. Sent Andrew over to the network during this thing. But what it does mean is we'll have Aaron exclusively working afternoon, so it won't be every day, but it'll be like, you know, every other day we'll have Aaron doing the Blitz, so it'll be kind of normal. Dell will be doing the morning show every other day as well. And then Tyler's going to work mornings, and then Nick is going to work afternoon, so he'll be here for most of his shift anyway.
Cool. Yeah, it's it's been fun working with all those guys, but it's always, you know, always good when you can have the team
we're trying
together.
To. I mean, obviously, normalcy is what we want.
Right, and you know, Tyler's kind of he can play any position, so he's always good to have too. But that's awesome, man. We're just trying to keep this thing going. And somebody was asking, are you worried that if there's no sports at all this year, you guys won't have a job? Man, why you want to drop that kind of stuff on us? that's kind of the nuclear option, right?
Hey, man.
I don't think it'd be because there's no sports. I think it'd be because, you know, there's no advertisers would be the more likely scenario. We don't need sports to do our job.
No. No. In fact, I think we could do this for a long time without sports. It's just a matter of having advertisers. And I think we've got some great ones who've stuck with us through this. We'll have some more. I think we're doing fine. So, I'm not too concerned about that because I don't think that's what's going to happen. But if it does, you know, we'll
deal with that when it happens.
Yeah.
We'll show up one day or you'll show up to listen on the radio one day and we'll be gone. And that'll be that.
Yeah. Or you know what? We could switch over and become a religious channel.
That's right.
And yeah, you could get, and
I command you out, coronavirus. I know you've seen that clip.
Yeah. We could basically have a different, televangelist every show. And just, you know, pray the corona away.
Let's get it cranked up. I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah. We can do that. That was the one scary rumor before we got bought by Gal was that they were going to flip over to a religious channel. And at the time, Cumulus was selling off two properties. And turns out one of them went and became a religious channel. But there was a rumor going around that we were going to flip
that
to religion.
We were going to be like, that. Yeah, we would have been screwed.
It's like there is no way in hell that AJ and I are surviving that. I mean, there's a lot we can do. I don't think I could do that with a straight face. Boy, I didn't even realize it was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, my wife tried some kind of funny joke where she told me that liquor stores or Greg Abbott bans alcohol sales starting April 3rd. And it took me about 5 seconds to figure out, okay, she's full of it.
Yeah, that was one of the Facebook rumors I was referring to earlier in the week that I didn't want spreading around because it was from some fake website. But, yeah, it's never been one of my favorite holidays regardless.
No, it's great when you're a little kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, or you know, even in high school, it's fun to prank people. But
yeah, but you don't need a special day to do that.
Yeah, you should be doing that all the time. I mean, that just goes without saying. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and I think people finding it amusing the idea of us doing a religious show.
We could have done it. We could have been great. Could have been legends, Fred.
You know, we probably could do one that would be really funny, and there would be people who it would almost like doing a political show. You know, you just kind of play a role. I bet we could pull it off. So I'd rather not.
Fake it till we make it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we'll stick with what we're doing for now. I don't know if you saw this story, but we've been talking about a lot of ways people are using their time. Well, this student, Rebecca Lockwood, 19 years old, she's using the isolation as an opportunity for self-growth. Because she spotted some quote on Twitter and said, you know what, I'm gonna improve myself.
Okay, so that's a good thing to do with this time.
Yeah, yeah. So she's been reaching out to every one of her exes to go over why things went wrong.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No, that's a horrible idea.
And that also sounds like it's probably not her telling them how she could have been a better person.
No,
I'm guessing it's a lot of, here's what you could have done differently.
Not wise, guys.
Well, hey, but she's feeling better about herself, right?
I guess whatever works for you, huh?
Well, I mean, it's good to use this time to try to improve yourself, no question.
That's right. If you consider that self-improvement, good on you.
Exactly. Yeah, I've decided that what I'm going to do as this continues to drag out, and like kind of like you, by Wednesday, my other duties are done. So, yeah, for the most part, I mean, there's still some things like posting some stories in the morning and editing some stuff and things like that. But yeah, all the management type stuff is done. So I'm going to spend a lot more time, you know, writing fiction and things like that, and see what I can crank out here. And you know, I'm going to finish the sequel to Jesus and maybe work on a couple new things. So
all right, that's self improvement.
I don't know if it's improvement. It's just, you know, why not
wasting
now?
Time.
Yeah, and because especially at my age, you know, this affects me more than you guys because this takes a big chunk out of my life, percentage wise.
Yeah, you have very few good years left.
Exactly. So I might as well use this downtime to do, you know, to get some things accomplished so that when I die, you know, those things will be out there. And then it's going to be, I'll be like Jimi Hendrix. I'll be huge when I'm dead.
There you go.
This may shock you. Alcohol sales have risen 55% in America during the coronavirus lockdown.
Not surprising at all. Yeah, they're doing fine. Alcohol, they're doing fine.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying really hard to not drink too much because it's easy to do, especially like on weekends.
The day of the week doesn't bother me. It's just a matter of, you know, how my day went. If my day went okay, I can probably do without drinking. My day was a giant pain in the ass. I'm probably looking to have a drink when I'm done. And sometimes it's hard for me to just have one drink.
Well, the problem I run into is on weekends where there's no show and time doesn't really mean anything.
You're beholden to nothing.
Yeah, and so I might get up and, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Let's have a beer. Because 9 o'clock
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I did Saturday, and then I made myself not do that Sunday because, you know, I can't drink all day 2 days in a row anymore. That's one of the things I've lost when I've gotten old. Jesse says, day 97 of quarantine, and George R. R. Martin still hasn't finished the Game of Thrones novels.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's never not quarantined, and he still doesn't do it. He's busy.
Yeah, I've said all along, he's not going to live long enough. So
he's the Wolf King. He's like Joe Exotic of wolves. The movie's going to come out eventually.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And our buddy Chris Whitmire texted us on the break. They made the front page of the Chronicle today. They're giving you were up there to get Free 32-ounce hand sanitizer bottles.
Yeah, it's a cool thing they're doing. They're giving one out per family or per household, so stop by and pick one up. They still have booze, so don't worry. You can still get some booze, too. But right now, everybody's got a chance to go in there and pick up a free bottle of it. So if your hand sanitizer supply at the house has run out, and obviously you can't find any at HEB, good news, they've got some for you. So stop by and pick some up at their spot. They're open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they also donated 6,100 gallons to Texas Children's Hospital, or at least they're doing that tomorrow. And if you're a company and you need a bulk order, just email the guys through their website. And very, very cool stuff they're doing. They always do good stuff for the community. We talked about them last year when they donated a month's worth of money from the tap room directly to veterans stuff. And they're just good dudes. You can't find better dudes. Great booze and now some hand sanitizer.
Yeah, and they still, a dollar on every sale goes to veterans. So when you go get your hand sanitizer, pick up some of that rye bourbon mix or grab some Space City vodka.
They got some single barrel out right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I mean, so they've got all kinds of cool stuff there. So definitely go and check it out, man. It's good stuff they're doing. They're good people, good partners for us, and good friends. So go get your hand sanitizer. I've been thinking of things that I can do that, you know, just to try to feel normal. And I think,
get
maybe
drunk on Whitmire's.
Well, that's easy. That's all the time. But you know, I was thinking just go for a drive, you know, and like drive to Galveston and don't get out of the car. But, you know, that's not a bad idea, is take a drive up there so you can get out for a little bit, get your hand sanitizer, load up on some alcohol, and do business with some really cool people.
There you go.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont praising us for not doing list radio.
I'm curious how much of that he's hearing. I knew it would come, but I didn't know how much. I haven't listened to the competition since this thing started. I've been too busy listening to our stuff and too busy with other stuff. But I'm curious how much that's happening. I knew it would happen. I didn't know how much and how fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is, everybody's going to do a list. When we do them, we try to do them different. Like I try to have AJ guess where these guys would be or something like that to try to.
But I think he's talking about like where they rank your top 10 of this.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
give
yeah,
me
okay.
your Mount Rushmore of this.
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore
final
thing.
Your final four of this bracket. What's your, you know, bracket, like we said with Jerome yesterday, let's do a lunch, favorite lunch meat bracket. Ugh.
Yeah, the Rushmore thing has always been a pet peeve of mine. It's like, really, guys? I mean, and I know it's popular, and there's a lot of places that do it, but it's just, it's never really been for me. But
I was hearing Charlie today, and I think Charlie either, I mean, if he did, good for him. Either he heard somebody talking to The Rock, or he talked to The Rock, or something about the Mount Rushmore of pro wrestling. And I think it was either The Rock or Vince McMahon. I didn't hear the whole story properly. I've got to admit, but he said that there were three that were locks, and the fourth one there was debate on, and the three locks were Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I said, dude, how is Andre the Giant not number one on that list? Maybe Hulk Hogan won, maybe, but I'm going Andre the Giant without question.
Yeah, I he's my all-time number one. We should probably get Booker's opinion on that at some point, but I mean, I mean, and I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I grew up a big wrestling guy, and Andre the Giant was it, man. And plus he did Princess Bride. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to count.
I don't even care about that. The dude was a monster. He's the best. He talked funny. He was a giant. I mean, there's what was not to like about him? He had like two moves. He had a move where he headbutted you, and then he had a move where he threw you into the turnbuckle
and laid his back into you, and he beat everybody up. That's the best.
I think I've
he didn't need
this
that high flying fancy stuff.
Oh yeah, I got to see him in person at the summit many years ago.
Oh,
It was right kind of at the end of where Houston wrestling was about to become Mid-South, but there were three big organizations, and all three of them put on matches, and it was awesome. I think Superstar Billy Graham was there, and the main event was Andre the what's that?
The Reverend Billy Graham?
No, not the Reverend. The Superstar.
Oh, Billy Graham. Okay. The Superstar. Okay. Yeah, I always get those two confused.
But the main event was Harley Race and Andre the Giant for Harley Race's belt. And the fight ended when Andre got outside the ring and Harley Race held on to him so he couldn't get back in, and it was a double disqualification, so he kept the belt. Because there's no way he would have beaten Andre the Giant.
What a lame finish to a main event.
And it's funny that I can remember going to a wrestling match exactly how it ended. You know, I mean, probably almost 40 years ago, but I can't remember my wife's birthday. It's just
that happens. Age is a hell of a drug.
It is, and it's not going away. But it's funny the ridiculously useless stuff that I remember, and then I can't remember basic things from back then. But I don't know if that's old or that's just me. So
it could be a combo of you being old.
Maybe. And I'm old and I drink a lot, and I make no bones about that.
That's right.
So, yeah, what are you going to do? Did you see this Kendrick Perkins story about his kids?
No. I know Kendrick Perkins is trying to get back in shape.
Well, apparently his kids got onto the Fortnite addiction.
Mm-hmm.
$16,000 they ran up on his credit card.
Oh, wait a minute. What are people buying on Fortnite?
I don't know. I think you can
buy... I thought Fortnite's free.
Well, I think all of these are free, but then you can pay for, like, extra stuff.
Dude, video games, that's what's crazy. Like, kids now, they want to look cool in their video games, so they want to buy them. Like, when I was a kid, you bought a video game for, like, you know, at the time it was like $40-$50, and then that, or even in the Nintendo days, it was like $25, and then that was your video game. That was it. There wasn't any, like, you know, anything else to buy with it. That's just what you bought.
Now you
want your character to have fancy clothes, you go and buy them clothes. Like, video games are freaking Barbie dolls. Like, I tell my son, dude, you want to beat this game? Just beat it in the costume that they give you. Who gives a damn how cool you look doing it? I don't believe in buying costumes on video games. That's stupid. My kids on the WWE 2K, they want to unlock all the cool old wrestlers like Andre the Giant, and you can buy these coins, and if you buy these coins, you can unlock the characters, or you can just play the hell out of the game, and if you play the game all the time, you collect those coins. And then you can buy whatever you want. I said, dude, you like the game so much, you want to play with these fancy characters? Play it enough that you get the guys for free.
Well, and isn't that what you're supposed to do, is like unlock things on games? Yeah.
Yes. You don't need a fancy costume to do it.
Well, the funny part about it, too, is the reason he found out is his card got declined at the store. And he's like,
oh, no.
Says, I haven't used this. I just paid it off. And looks at it.
$16,000
worth of Fortnite bills.
Damn.
Well,
got them.
You know. All right.
Boy, and those kids, there's nowhere to hide. They're stuck at home with dad. Now imagine your dad's freaking Kendrick Perkins. You know he's beating their ass.
Oh, yeah. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody said, what are kids buying on Fortnite, says A.J. as he scrambles to check his credit card bill.
Well, no, my kids, they know I'll beat that ass. No nonsense at my house.
All right, let's
and they've got you can put parental locks on things, and that's on, it's kind of on Kendrick. You know, you can lock those things to where they need a password or something to spend money.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. So, there's your PSA for the people today. Let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, if you recall, earlier in the week, we talked about how the Italian mafia was setting itself up to do really well when all this comes to an end. Well, they might want to talk to their buddies in New York, because things are not going nearly as well for the New York mafia. According to the New York Post, law enforcement agencies who monitor what they do says the mob is currently missing out on tens of millions of dollars it would usually be able to rely on if it was still in business, because sports betting is still one of their big things, which I don't get. You've got legal sports betting in New Jersey. I don't know why you would still go to the mob guys to bet. But their other big things, restaurants, construction sites, and waste management, have also been impacted by closures in recent weeks. And now all the attention is turned to drugs, which is pretty much the only business out there that's working for them right now. So
I saw a drug deal at the gas station today. I saw an in-person drug deal take place while I was pumping gas.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was just weed, but, I mean, it's still – it's happening.
Technically, that's a drug deal. Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine was asking me the other day, oh, by the way, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
A friend of mine was asking me the other day, how long before people will feel comfortable sharing a bong again? And I'm kind of like, maybe never.
Yeah.
I do think this is going to change long-term habits. So, yeah, it's the world is changing. I when I lived downtown, man, I would see drug deals all the time, especially at that Main Street train station. We were taking the train one morning to go run a 5K on the other side of the downtown, and you know, it stops at that Main Street, and there's like, it's 6 in the morning, and there's drug deals going on.
Yeah.
Like, on a Sunday morning. It's like, well, what else you got to do, I guess? But, do you see, this is never good news. A truck in Texas caught on fire, shut down all lanes of I-20. The truck was carrying toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And of all the things right now, I mean, we have a lot of truckers who listen to the show. You never want a fire. But
I always see cars on fire, and I always take a picture of them just to, like, and I always make the same joke on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. I say, oh, I'm not a mechanic, but that doesn't look good. It's my go-to car on fire joke. But then I always think about it. I'm like, God, dude, that must suck to be that dude on the side of the road watching your car just burst into flames, or while you're in the car.
Well, that would be worse. I mean, I would much rather be the guy on the side of the road watching it than the guy in the car going, how the hell am I getting out of this thing? But yeah, car fires too. When they get going, I mean, it happens fast. You don't have much of a choice. You better be the hell out of there.
Yep.
832 says, won't mob guys take bets on credit versus casinos being cash only? I hate to break it to you. Casinos will give you credit too.
Yeah.
So, which is not
Fred, I've got horrible news.
Uh-oh.
A horrible tragedy's happened. And I want the rest of our show, the music, I want it all to reflect this, Fred. Or Aaron.
Okay.
Adam Schlesinger, are you familiar with him?
I've heard the name.
He's the singer from a band called Fountains of Wayne. And he's died from the coronavirus. They sing the Stacey's Mom song.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's the one that was in love with Stacey's mom. And now he's dead from coronavirus.
Well, I hope he stayed 6 feet away from her.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess who are the most famous coronavirus deaths now? I think it's that Joe Diffie guy and this Fountains of Wayne guy.
Yeah, Weinstein wound up not dying from it, right?
He's still hanging in there.
Yeah, because I think he would be the most famous. But yeah, that's I would say these two. I think Diffie was a bigger deal in the country world than.
I think so too. But Stacey's Mom was a big hit.
Oh yeah, it was a monster hit.
And I think they had another pretty big song too. So I don't know it for sure, but it says they have some big hits. So. What's the top couple of Fountains of Wayne songs that you see there?
So you've got Stacey's Mom with 185 million plays. Coming
in number one by a mile, right?
Just a little bit below that, number two, Hey Julie with 11 million.
Whoa, I've never even heard of Hey Julie. What's next?
The next one is Sink to the Bottom at 3.6 million.
No, I never heard of that.
So it just falls off from basically Stacey's Mom and then... Hey, Julie, at least you get double-digit millions, and then after that, it's obscurity.
Man.
Friend of mine texted me that he can now creep on Stacey's mom in heaven because she apparently died at 53 years old.
Of coronavirus?
No, but the woman who... I got to find the date on this story, but the woman the song was based on...
Or the woman in the music video.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know if she's the inspiration or what. I mean, I just got the story. She was, dead of a heart attack at 53.
Okay.
So, yeah, interesting. I guess she no longer has it going on. Said no signs of distress before the incident.
Was her name? What did it say? Her name?
No, this has got to be a joke. It's going to be a joke story. But it's still funny. Now we're killing off Stacey's mom, too.
Rachel Hunter played Stacey's mom in the video.
Oh, okay. Is she still dead or alive?
I don't know. I'm looking her up now. She's super hot.
Yeah, it looks like she's still alive.
Yeah, she's still kicking.
Okay, so this is one.
She's now age 50.
Okay.
God, can you believe that Stacey's mom outlasted the guy who sang the song? Ugh, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, well, he couldn't have been that old. So
he was in his 50s.
That's not old.
No.
No, not old at all.
He doesn't look as old as you. So,
well,
at 52.
Oh, wow. He had to have other stuff going on.
No, but says in good health, and he looked like a healthy dude. Like he wasn't out of shape. He hadn't gotten fat. He looks like a 52-year-old dude. He's not like a 20-something-year-old rock star anymore. But he looks like he's in relatively good shape. He kind of looks like Adam Richman from Man vs. Food. Well, he did. Now he's dead, so he doesn't really look like anything.
No,
except a dead guy.
That was a joke story, but it was funny. So, 409 says I'm way too drunk at 5:55 p.m. than usual for a Wednesday from Mark.
Hey, party on, man.
Yeah, you know what? Take advantage of having this time. Talked about finding ways to make you better yourself. Being drunk works for me. Hey, you know what? That's the first one of those in a while.
Sorry.
Or have I just not been paying attention?
No, I'm just not. I'm not, you know, chugging five energy drinks a day anymore. So,
yeah, that's you know, that's part of being at the office all day because you got real job stuff. Oh, I got to get ready for the show. Let's, you know, hammer a.
Well, and also, I mean, when you think about the time of my day that I've cut off on my morning commute, I can actually sleep until like a reasonable hour.
Yeah, I can, but I just don't, and I hate it, man. There's no reason for me to, there's no reason for me to be up before, say, 6:55 because I just got to check a couple things for Sports Map before 7. And I can't, I'm up at, I don't have no clue. I'm up at 5, and like most days, like yesterday, I felt like, you know, I get up at 5, I get all my work done, I go for a run, I do all this stuff, and I sit down, and it's 8:30 in the morning, and I'm like, holy bleep. What do I do now? So, I wish I could sleep in.
Oh, I'd be pissed if I slept. Like if I woke up before 7 without an alarm. Ugh. all right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, guys. They are still up and running, and they are doing it the safe way. You know, they've got their guys wearing special equipment. They're making sure that you're safe. Their installers are safe. And they're still giving you high-quality windows and siding. And here's a great thing they got going right now. They're spring specials. And you might think, oh, it's not a great time for me to get my siding done or get my windows done. Well, you might be wrong because right now they're doing no payments for 2 years. And you can save $2,500 off all siding jobs, 30% off all windows. And so you're basically saying you don't have to pay for these for the next 2 years. Yet you could be saving all the money on your energy bills for the next 2 years until it's time to start paying for them. So it's really a great time to invest in windows or siding. For the best rate, you want to call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Window, they've been family-owned and operated for over four generations. They're the kind of company you want to work with. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5.